Son, and Holy Spirit, the great and one true God. And from the Lord, the living God, the peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please greet each other and share His peace.
Stripped away. Your arms around me as the power of your healing. But my flesh is so weak.
So light the fire.
Light the fire.
Healing begins. Your spirit flows through me like a mighty rushing wind. So light the fire in my soul. Make me whole. Lord, you know just where I've been. Fire in my heart again. So light the fire in my soul. Let the flame make me whole. Lord, you know just where I've been. So light the fire in my heart again. Light the fire in my heart again.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us to your house this day. And may the power of your Holy Spirit be so present here that the fire in our soul is lit again and the compassion of your holy wonder shows us your everlasting love. Bring healing and blessing this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading is from Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken.
The next reading is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?"
The next reading is from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
Please open your Bibles to page 965 for our last reading, Psalm 121. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over you, your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
A little over a year ago, I had a dream. I usually don't remember my dreams, but this one, it stayed with me. In it, I saw myself in the twigs, making a video about how God has changed our lives when we are feeling sad, depressed, or lonely. These are thoughts and feelings that we teens struggle with sometimes, even on a daily basis. We have learned at confirmation that the Bible is our instruction manual, and this is where we can find answers to our problems. It's not always easy to remember this when we are feeling bad, and we often turn to other sources for comfort. But God can transform our lives if we just let Him. When I told Karen about my dream and the idea of making this video, she seemed to understand exactly what my vision was. But the twigs were in the middle of rehearsal for the Ragman, and we didn't have time to start making a new project. But the idea was still there. When the twigs started our weekly meetings again last fall, Karen told us we were going to make the video I had dreamed about. We brainstormed our way through it, and I can now see that I didn't just have some random dream. God was speaking to me, and we have been given the opportunity to share this vision, His vision, with you.
I was sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I am with you. And as your mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. In every tear I've cried, you hold in your hands. You never left my side, though my heart is torn. I will praise you in the storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind. You heard my cry to you, raised me up again. But my strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I raise my hand and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. In every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. You never left my side, though my heart is torn. I will praise you in this storm. I lift my eyes into the hill. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are the one who wipes away our tears when we are hurting. We stumble, you raise us up, and help us find our way. You are always with us, holding our hand, never leaving our side. With you, we are never alone. You give us strength, you show us your mercy, and we change our hearts. We will praise you, God, through the good times and the bad. We will praise you, God, for you are the one who gives. We will praise you, God, for you are the one who takes away our pain. We will praise you, God, through the storms and the celebration of our lives. We will praise you always. Amen.
You are my strength.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, or to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of
taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising up, can I bless your name? You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all.
Jesus, Lamb of God,
taking my sin, my cross, my shame,
my strength.
Jesus,
you are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all.
Lamb of God.
Jesus, Lamb of God.
God.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, I invite you to rise and join together and confess this faith that truly changes us, heart, mind, body, and soul. Let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
The Lord our God hears our prayers and answers. Let us now go to him in prayer. Dear Father, the storms of life come upon us all. And sometimes we don't know where to turn or where to go or even where to look or even how to pray. But help us, Father, to know that even in the midst of storms, you are present and worthy of praise. Even in the greatest hardship, the love of Christ can shine through. So, Father, make your presence known in such a way in our lives that we will praise you in all things. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father, there's so much happening in this world. We can go to any corner of the earth and we can see the evidence of sin, the evidence of brokenness, and the evidence that evil is in the world too. Father, we just ask for you to strengthen those who believe in you, to be a powerful witness for you, no matter what may happen in their lives. For peace will only come through the Prince of Peace, which is Jesus Christ. And so help us, Lord, share this good news of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, Father, we lift up Pastor Saeed. May he be released from jail in Iran and reunited to his wife. And now we lift up also Miriam Yahi Ibrahim and her husband Daniel Wani, as she is a Christian in Sudan, facing lashings and also death because she is a Christian. Protect her, protect the baby she carries in her womb, and use this to help the world see the true nature of Sharia and see the difference that Christians bring, the peace, the hope, and the joy. Release Miriam. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for brothers and sisters here who need healing. Jeff Higgins, Rich Spencer, Willie Wynn, French and Wanda, Walter Williams, Stephanie Van Hoos, Kristen Long, Diane Blackburn, Drew Blackburn, Brian, Melissa, Alex, and Jessica Shampton, Paula Reiser, Marlene Dobbinspeck, Larry and Betty Michaelis, Jason Dobson, Jack Rhodes, Gladys Rhodes, Joyce Ruff and family, Patty Moore, Heather Davenport, Dan Morrison, Alice Stauch and family, Kenneth Orndorff, Jim Judy, Jim Martin, Gary, Joyce and Ardell, Walter Siltz, Letitia Stoller, Kim Adams, Alan Mitchell, John Combs, and those we bring to your throne of healing grace with our voices out loud right now. Jim Lee, Cheryl. Heavenly Father, work such a healing in their lives that they may truly know your loving, compassionate presence. Lord, in your mercy, as the school years are coming to close, we lift up those who will be transitioning from one part of life to another, whether from college into the workforce, or high school into the workforce, or high school into more education at college. Lord, bless them. Guide them, strengthen them. Help them walk with you. And for children who will be going into summer, may they truly be blessed by you, kept safe. Prepare the day camps in the community to be a true instrument of change in their lives. Prepare mission trips that will truly make a difference in other people's lives, but also show the reality of Christian faith in those who go in the trip. Do wonders in the coming weeks and months. Lord, in your mercy. And Father, we ask a special blessing upon our Twig ministry. They have been doing wonders, and now we ask you to provide for them. Provide an opportunity for this mission trip this summer where they will be a blessing to others, but also that we as a congregation can be a blessing to these fantastic disciples and fully support them on this trip to North Carolina. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
And Father, we gather in worship with different stories, different needs, and different hurts. So now, by your Holy Spirit, may the very presence of Jesus walk these aisles and pews and seek out the hurting, the broken, the lost, those who feel forsaken. Father, please, by your very presence here, hear the deepest needs of our souls and bring healing. Take our burdens, Jesus. Heal the heartache, Lord. Wipe away the tears. And may the fullness of your compassion enfold us. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Father, there's so much more we could ask for. But you know our needs. We are your children. We simply ask that you provide in an outstanding, amazing fashion all the needs to do ministry by your power. Lord, in your mercy. So it's into your hands, Father. We commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. For we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. A few things to share with you what's coming up, too. Next Saturday, fishing derby. Kathy, would you like to add more?
Yes, next Saturday, starts at 8 and ends at 3. But I have to tell you, the cold and Pearson already told me they got it wrapped up. So that was a terrible one.
So if you have any questions, please see Kathy. And it's rain or shine, but it's going to be gorgeous. Truly good things are happening. June and July newsletter will be a combined newsletter. If you have a ministry event happening in June or July, it needs to be into the office like yesterday, because they were compiling the newsletter now and it'll be going out next week. So we really need any ministry that's happening June or July. We're going to do the same with August and September newsletter. We'll combine those. So come the middle of June, we'll be needing to think ahead for August and September ministries. That way, information gets out in plenty of time as schedules are coming and going. Speaking of this summer, something amazing. The Twigs are going on a mission trip. Karen, would you like to share a little bit more?
Sure.
And Steve and Karen are going on the trip, and so they're giving of themselves too, which is a true blessing to make it happen. June 8th, Pentecost Sunday. It's going to be a full day, but we're going to make it extra special. I know confirmations have an event in the afternoon, but following worship on June 8th, we're going to have a mini picnic here at church. Hot dogs will be provided, but we ask you to bring side dishes or desserts to share, and perhaps it's a thank you to our chancel choir who sung well this past year, because they'll be concluding their singing year on June 8th. So make that day as a day to also honor our chancel choir and much appreciative of what they've done. So I know it's a full day, hot dogs maybe twice, but it's worth the fellowship together. If you have any questions, see myself or see Laura Edwards. Laura, you want to raise your hand? Good. Before I get to one last thing, any other mission and ministry I may be missing? Yes. Tony. Lawn mowing. We need help. If you have any questions, please see Tony. Okay.
There's a there's an ice cream social on June the 21st here at the church, and it'll be on the opposite side of the building, and it's free. So bring your family and come and enjoy an ice cream social.
And more information's coming on that, right?
Yes.
Great. Any other mission? Holly. Jordan, Sarah, come kneel. How has the time gone by? I remember when you were. A few years ago, I had the privilege of affirming your faith in confirmation. It was a true blessing. And now, I send you out. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, by your good and gracious name, continue your blessing of faith in these two servants of yours. Confirm in them the work you've begun and bring it to full fruition in the coming years and decades. We discipled them, and now we're sending them out to be disciplers. Anoint them with your Holy Spirit. Protect them in their new challenges. May they ever be faithful witnesses to your word and to your presence. And through them, bring multitudes to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Guide them in the purpose that you've prepared for them. Surround them with those to support them to succeed in all you've called them to. And may they ever know our hearts, our love, and blessings go with them. And their home is always here. Father, do amazing things through these your disciples. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, receive these offerings as a sign and a symbol of receiving all of our life. Now work through all these offerings, great things to accomplish your will and fulfill your ministry. Do wonders and multiply. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. Gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Brothers and sisters, let us join together and pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.
Unending love, amazing. Matter where I go.
I invite you to rise. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you by his grace unto life everlasting. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God of our salvation, you sent your Son to bring salvation. Your Son said the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few. Lord of the harvest, we ask you to send us out into your harvest field. Send us out with your blessing and with the power of the Holy Spirit to reap a bountiful harvest and bring glory to your name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
To save, he is mighty to save. forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Amen. Those desiring intercessory prayer, welcome forward where prayer partners will greet you. And everyone is invited to the fellowship hall to spend a few moments with Jordan and Sarah and give them your very best wishes and prayers also. Go, be blessed by the Lord as you go and witness and be, I totally lost my train of thought. The Lord bless you and have a great week. Go and be a witness for the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. I hate it when that happens.